Jesus is flesh, God. They believe that Jesus is just a spiritual manifestation of God. That in his spiritual life, he was the manifestation of the power of God. But his physical body was not God. The spiritual being, the spiritual force moving in his life was God. That's what they believe. So really, in their own teaching, they don't identify the physical image with Almighty God or even with Jesus, the true spirit. So if we attack it, we are not attacking a God that people reverence. We're attacking an image that people use to get other people to bow down and be cowed and enslaved and to think themselves inferior. That's what we're attacking. Fear not. Prophet Muhammad, what did he do? He preached Islam. He preached against the idol God of the Kaaba. He told them that God is not these things that you fashion with your hands. He didn't go there and break them up and tear them down. He preached for many years, preached for over 10 years. After he had saturated the peninsula, after he had saturated Arabia, Mecca, and Medina, and the neighboring precincts, with that knowledge, and he got a force strong enough to go to Mecca, what did he do? He took and he broke them up, every image that they had made of God. He broke them up and destroyed them, didn't he? The same message that he received, saying, don't attack their deities that they worship, for fear that they might attack your God. This means don't attack them in a disrespectful, shameful way. Don't say lies. Don't make lies. Don't say vulgar, filthy things about their deities. Attack their deities in an intelligent way. The Quran says, "Jadilhum billatihi ahsan." Argue with them in the way that is intelligent, the way that is best. But it didn't say don't argue with them. Don't you know you got Muslims in Orthodox Islam today who feel that you ought to say, that we're supposed to say to the Christians, to you your religion, to me mine. This is not to the Christians. This is not what we're supposed to say to the Christians, to you your religion, to me mine. This is what we are supposed to say to a kafir. A kafir is one who recognizes religion, but then rejects it. A kafir is one who hides his intention. He works against religion and pretends to be innocent. That's a kafir. He's one who hides himself. Christians are not called kafirs in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says you will find the Christians are close or nearest to you in their piety. They are pious people. That was back there in those days. They have lost a lot of that piety since those times. But in those days, they had a lot of piety. They were sincere in their devotion. And still today, you will find pious Christians like that who are sincere in their devotion, though the majority have turned from that. So we are not to take this to mean the Christians. It says, say to the people of the book, let us come together. Let us agree that we worship none but one God and associate nothing with him. This is what the Holy Quran says. So we have to say to the Christians, they are the people of the book. We have to say to the Jews, let us come to an agreement that we worship none but Allah, the one and only God, and associate nothing with him. And let us not wait for them to come and say, I think I want to become a Muslim. Let us go to them and call them to the faith. They call them to the path of God in a way that is best and just. This is the teaching of the Holy Quran. I am on the right path. I am teaching you the right thing. I am calling you to take the right position. If you want to listen to others, let your weakness lead you on down that road. We will be successful. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You may stand up a couple of times and then sit down. Sit down and stand back up. Sit down and then stand back up again. Okay, sit down. Now sit down. Very good, very good. All right. I saw just how many I have here when I asked you to do that. Still got enough to handle all of you. Now, I have finished my talk for this afternoon, alhamdulillah. And now, we want you to be introduced to our guest. We have with us another very outstanding, high person from the Islamic world. You know, we received His Highness Sheikh Sultan here, who is the head of Sharjah, the small government in the Emirates called Sharjah. Today, Allah has blessed us with the presence of the leader of Rabita Al-Alam Al-Islamiyya, which is the World Muslim League. This is the biggest organ for Islamic propagation, I believe, in the whole world. Its seat is at Mecca, but it has offices, I believe, in practically every Muslim society or government around the world. Today, we thank Allah for dignifying us even more with the presence of this outstanding, learned, great leader of the Muslim world, His Eminence Sheikh Muhammad Ali Al-Harkan. Please give your attention to him. Bismillah, please give your attention to the Secretary General of the World Muslim League, His Eminence Sheikh Muhammad Ali Al-Harqar. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وعلى أصحابه وعلى من اتبع هداه وسار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. فضيلة الإمام وارث الدين، أيها الإخوة في الله، أيها الأخوات المؤمنات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have no simultaneous photographic brain to translate what His Excellency said, but I try to summarize in the tongue of Nigerian English language. So by so doing, I start in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. His Excellency Sheikh Ali Harqar, he started his speech in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Compassionate, and seek refuge from Allah, from Allah, to guide him and to guide every one of us against the shaitan and the bad deed of our behaviors and every day that we are doing. And then after that, he said, His Excellency Sheikh Warifuddin and his brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, which means may the blessings of Allah be upon every one of us.
Inna min dawa'i sururi an altaqiya bikum fi hadha al-masjid في بيت من بيوت الله التي قال الله تعالى فيها: في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله.
His Excellency said, it's a great pleasure for me to meet you in this mosque today, the mosque where Allah said in the Holy Quran that is a place where people gather together. They gathered not because of business, I mean the artificial or the what I mean by business, not because of money and not because of prestige and not because of personality, but they gather together here because of Allah, to pray together, to discuss the religion of Allah together, because so as to get the rewardness of Allah in here, in this life and hereafter. It's a pleasure to him, and he's very grateful and admired to meet you people, the brothers and sisters in Islam, in the very place of Allah, which is called mosque.
هذا المسجد الذي أرجو أن يكون مركز إشعاع ومنطلقا لنشر الدعوة الإسلامية بفضل الجهود التي يقوم بها الإمام وارث الدين.
His Excellency said, in this mosque, the mosque which I hope from Allah the Almighty to make it the source of Islamic propaganda or Islamic propagation and the preachings of Islam. And I wish from Allah the Almighty to make this mosque the source of every goodness, but with the support of His Excellency the leader, Sheikh Warith Uddin Muhammad.
أيها الإخوة، إن ديننا الإسلامي الحنيف الذي أنزله الله تعالى من فوق سبع سماوات على قلب سيد المرسلين محمد بن عبد الله هو بحمد الله دين تعاون ودين تعارف ودين تعاطف ودين عدل ودين سلام.
His Excellency said, brothers, the religion of Islam is pure religion. The religion of Islam, which was revealed to our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad bin Abdullah. The religion which was given by Allah from the seventh samawat, which is called as sky. Right, this very religion, the religion of Islam, is religion of equality, is religion of humanity, is religion of simplicity, and is religion of felicity.
دين يعتبر المسلمين أيا كانت أشكالهم وأيا كانت ألوانهم وأيا كانت لغاتهم، يعتبرهم جميعا سواء في جميع الحقوق والواجبات، لا فرق بين عربهم وعجمهم وأبيضهم وأسودهم وذكورهم وإناثهم.
His Excellency Sheikh Ali Harakan, he continued the definition of religion of Islam. He said it's a religion which equalizes all categories, irrespective of the language, irrespective of the color. There is no difference between Arab and between Africans and between Asians, between white and black and yellow and brown, whatever the color may be, there is no difference between everybody, because religion equalizes everybody and all human race, because it's the religion of Allah.
يقول ربنا سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. ويقول نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لأبيض على أسود إلا بالتقوى.
His Excellency Sheikh Arkan said, the religion of Islam, Allah the Almighty revealed, told us in the Holy Quran that is religion of my ayah.
Yeah, you are.
He said, Allah said in the Holy Quran, oh, you people, I can't give the real translation of the verses of Holy Quran, but I give you according to my understanding. So, because you may back to some translations and get it different, I'm sorry. He said, Allah said in the Quran that, oh, human being, we created you from a pair of man, a male and female, and we made you nations and communities. That is, the best respectful of you before Allah is those who have served him a lot. And only Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he purify and give us the real meaning of that verse of Holy Quran in his saying that there is no difference between the black and the white and the colorful and uncolorful person. He said all the Muslims are one. Because Allah will not reward you according to your color, and Allah will not reward you because of your tongue. Allah will not reward you because of superiority or your anything, but it will reward you because of your performances as far as Islam is concerned.
ديننا الإسلامي الحنيف يعتبر هذه الأمة الإسلامية أمة واحدة ووحدة متماسكة، كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون.
His Excellency Sheikh Ali Harkhan said, the religion of Islam is religion of which bring everybody under one umbrella. It's religion of one community. And Allah said in the Holy Quran that your community is your community is one community. All Muslims all over the world, you are one. And I am your Lord. Worship me. All of you are under one umbrella, and you are under one community. Your community is one community, and I am your Lord. Worship me.
ويقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. ويقول أيضا: مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد، إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر.
Sheikh Harkhan, he said, the religion of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings of Allah be on him, said that the real example, the typical example of the Muslim to Muslim is like a building which we build with different of bricks and blocks. Once the bricks and blocks joined and combined themselves together, they are one. Nobody can break them down. And again, the religion of Islam, Holy Prophet Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the real definition of it, that is like human being. I have many parts of my body. I have my hand, my tongue, my hair, and everything. If a part of my body receives a pain, whether I have a cut in hand or any part of the body, it's not the real finger we feeling the pain, but all the body we feel the pain. So we are all one in one.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، إن الدين الإسلامي الذي قال الله تعالى فيه: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، والذي قال الله تعالى فيه: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. هذا الدين ليس مجرد دعوة ولا مجرد قول باللسان ولا مجرد أن يقول الإنسان أنا مسلم أو يقول الإنسان أنا محمد أو أنا أحمد أو أنا عبد الله أو أنا عبد الرحمن فقط، إنما هذا الدين هو قول اعتقاد في القلب أولا وقول باللسان ثانيا وعمل بالجوارح ثالثا.
Sheikh Arkan said, the religion of Islam, Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran that the only religion before him is the religion of Islam. And he who takes other religion and worships any other religion, it will not be accepted from him. The religion of Islam, Sheikh Al-Arkan, he said to be a Muslim, it doesn't mean that you are, if you preach, if you call for Islam, you are a Muslim. It doesn't mean that if you call my name is Ahmed, you are Muslim. If you call, say your name is Muhammad, you are Muslim. We won't accept you are not a Muslim by name. You are not a Muslim by talking. But a Muslim is to have real meaning of Islam in his conscience, first of all. This one is a support to what His Excellency Sheikh Warisuddin said formally, that it's not, you shouldn't call yourself a Muslim, but we accept you as a Muslim through your activities and performances. It's not from the tongue alone, but from your work and from your conscience and from your daily behaviors.
يقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمس، يعني على خمس قواعد وعلى خمس أركان، كما يبنى البيت على القواعد والأركان، وبدون هذه القواعد والأركان لا يمكن أن يبنى البيت أبدا، لأن البيت إذا بني على غير قواعد وأركان فإنه سيسقط ولا يقوم بناؤه أبدا. فيقول النبي
this house, this very big mosque, if it is not built on a very good and sound foundation, we won't meet it here today, and we won't come from Saudi Arabia and meet it as it is today. The same thing, religion of Islam is based on five pillars. One, shahada to Allah ilaha illallah, to verify that Allah is Allah is one God, is only one Lord, to be worshipped and nobody else. Secondly, praying five times daily. Thirdly, fasting of Ramadan. The fourth, zakat, the alms giving. Fifth, the fifth pillar of Islam is pilgrimage to Holy Mecca and Medina for those who have the means and possibility to do it.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، لقد استمعنا إلى المحاضرة القيمة التي ألقاها الإمام وارث الدين عن حقيقة الإسلام وعن حقيقة عقيدة الإسلام وعن حقيقة ما يجب على المسلم أن يتمسك به خيال دينه وعقيدته. ولقد كان لكلمته في نفوسنا أطيب الأثر، فجزاه الله عن الإسلام والمسلمين خيرا.
Sheikh Al-Harkan continues that, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have been here since long time ago, listening to His Excellency Imam Warisuddin Muhammad preaching. Sheikh Al-Harkan said his preaching is real truth, and his preaching to the real truth religion of Islam. And his preaching is a real preaching that every human being, every good believer should preach to. He said, so his preachings that we listen to, he himself, he said that preaching, it has a very good feeling in his heart now. And the preaching
of His Excellency Warisuddin Muhammad is preaching of reality and the realistic of Islam. So he prays to Allah the Almighty, may Allah reward him accordingly and give him good rewardness in this life and hereafter.
المسلمين الأولين من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم ومن المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان عندما كانوا متمسكين بهذه العقيدة الإسلامية وقائمين بالعمل بأداء ما أوجبه الإسلام وما فرضه الإسلام على المسلمين وكانوا يعملون بذلك ويطبقون ذلك على أنفسهم وعلى أهليهم وعلى أبنائهم وعلى بناتهم كانوا سادة الدنيا بأسرها ولم يكونوا سادة الدنيا بكثرة العدد ولا بقوة العدد وإنما كان ذلك بقوة إيمانهم بالله كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون
الحمد لله you understood the meaning before the translation Sheikh Arkan said the fourth generation of Islam, the companion of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the followers of those companions, all of them, they did not become the important personalities in Islam because of their majority or because of their talking or preaching, but they become the real personalities of Islam because of their working. He said, those people, the companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Muhajirin, those who immigrated with him to Medina, and Ansar, the people, the inhabitants of Medina, those who received the people who came from Mecca, they are called Ansar. All of these people, they became very important personalities because they practiced all what they said, and they comply it to their children, to their wives, to their family and to everybody in their community.
إن أولئك المسلمين الأولين عندما كانوا متمسكين بعقيدتهم ومتمسكين بدينهم استطاعوا أن يبلغوا دعوة الإسلام وأن يرفعوا راية الإسلام عالية في مشارق الأرض وفي مغارب الأرض وفي شمال الأرض وفي جنوب الأرض في مدة وجيزة قليلة من الزمن وكان ذلك مصداقا لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله زوالي الأرض فرأيت مشارقها ومغاربها وإن أمتي سيبلغ ملكها ما زوي لي منها وقد كان الأمر كما أخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد بلغ الإسلام ودعوة الإسلام إلى مشارق الأرض وإلى مغارب الأرض وإلى جميع الدنيا بأسرها فكان ذلك معجزة من معجزات رسول الله وعلما من أعلام نبوته حيث أخبر عن هذا الأمر الذي هو من علم الغيب ووقع الأمر كما أخبر
الشيخ آل حركان said the first generation of Islam, as it formally says, that they preach Islam and spread religion of Islam to the east and west and south and north of the world in a very short periodical time. And how did were they able to do so? They did so because they hold fast their faith, the faith of Islam. They hold fast of it and they walk according to their sin.
so, and this one also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam formally said in his sayings and his speeches to the companions that Allah has shown him the west and east and south and north of the world. And my community, which means the Muslims, they will inherit every good thing of those places. So the companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they spread Islam to all those parts of the world, and they got the rewardness which Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his speech. With what? With their good faith. So may Allah give us good faith and let us walk according to their speech.
إن المسلمين اليوم يبلغ تعدادهم 1,000,000,000 نسمة، ولكنهم غير متمسكين بدينهم وغير متمسكين بعقيدتهم، وإنما ينتسبون إلى الإسلام بالقول دون العمل، ولذلك كانوا غثاء كغثاء السيل كما أخبر رسول الله بذلك.
He said the population of Muslims all over the world today is in approximately 1,000 million. But we are so populous and so plenty in numbers, but those Muslims, all of us, we do not hold fast of our faith, and we do not walk according to our speech, and we do not walk towards the reality of Islam. So this one, it gives us the real meaning of the sense of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are so plenty for nothing.
أيها الإخوة، إني مسرور جدا لأني أرى بحمد الله وجوها مختلفة وأشكالا متنوعة ولغات مختلفة، وجميعهم يجتمعون في مسجد من مساجد الله وفي بيت من بيوت الله، وهذا ما يبشر بالخير وما يدل على أن هذه الأمة لا يزال فيها الخير إلى يوم القيامة إن شاء الله.
Then he said, my brothers and sisters in Islam, today I'm very, very grateful and pleasant to meet you brothers and sisters here with different color, different tongue, different races and categories. This one and I meet you also in the mosque of Allah, a place which Allah recognized as the place of worshiping. So this one, it identified him that the population of Muslims are so plenty for nothing, but still we still find some community who gather together and work for Islam.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، إني أوصيكم ونفسي بالاعتصام بكتاب الله وبالتمسك بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأن كتاب الله هو حبله المتين، وهو تنزيل رب العالمين، وهو الذي من اتبعه لا يضل ولا يشقى أبدا، كما قال الله في القرآن: فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى.
And he said, now he advised himself, first of all, and you brothers and sisters in Islam, to please hold fast the book of Allah, Quran, and the sayings of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and walk in accordance to the book of Allah and the hadith of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who walks towards this good book of Allah and the sayings of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will never go astray.
إن كل من يريد منا أن يعرف حقيقة الإسلام فعليه أن يقرأ كتاب الله وأن يتدبر آياته وأن يتفهم معانيه، فإن القرآن كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر عنه بقوله:
تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا كتاب الله وسنة.
Is that if we want to understand the real Islam when reciting Holy Quran, we should please recite it gently and understand the meanings of Holy Quran and walk according to the Holy Quran and to the, in accordance with the sense of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you come to a verse among the verses of Holy Quran, we shouldn't read it as if we are reading a novel or any kind of book. But you should think deeply and think once and second and third and several times in that very fast, and to take out the reality, the knowledge and the aspirations of Islam, which was is mentioned in that very verse of Holy Book. Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that I left two things for you, you my community, the Muslims. Anytime you hold fast of these two things, you will never go astray and nobody will defeat you. One, Quran, the Kitab of Allah, the Book of Allah. Second, my sins, the Ahadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu an hadha al-Quran inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshiru al-mu'minin alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran kabira.
He said, Allah said in the Holy Quran that Al-Quran, the Holy Book, it leads to the right path and it leads people to the good behavior and good performances. And he's giving the Muslims, those who work for Allah, a good news that they have bunch of rewardness with Allah, the Almighty, insha'Allah.
أيها الإخوة، إن جميع الأديان التي سبقت هذه الديانة الإسلامية كلها قد غيرت وبدلت ولم يمضي عليها زمن حتى حصل عليها التغيير والتبديل والتحريف والزيادة والنقصان. ولذلك فإنه لم يبقى دين من تلك الأديان السابقة. أما ديننا الإسلامي فهو دين محفوظ بحفظ الله إلى يوم القيامة.
Sheikh Arkhan said the previous religions like Christianity, Jewish and other religions, really they were religions before, during the time of their prophets. But immediately their prophets passed away, there are many changes in those religions now. There are many changes in Christianity. There are many changes in Buddhism, in Jewish and other sorts of religions. But the only preserved religion is Islam.
ذلك أن الله سبحانه وتعالى تكفل بحفظ هذا القرآن من التغيير والتبديل والزيادة والنقصان. فقال تعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون.
Is that one? Give us the reality of Quran that Allah himself is sure that the rest and take the responsibility of taking care of the Holy Quran. And this Holy Quran, Allah said that we are the people, we refused Holy Quran. We refused Holy Quran to Muhammad and we shall safeguard it to the day of judgment.
إن رادصة العالم الإسلامي التي أنا أمثلها والتي أقف الآن بين أيديكم ممثلا لها هي مؤسسة إسلامية شعبية ترعى أحوال المسلمين وتحافظ على نشر الدعوة الإسلامية في جميع أنحاء المعمورة.
Now, it comes back to the point of Muslim World League office in Mecca, Mukarram, Saudi Arabia. He said this very particular office, the office that is talking on behalf to you brothers and sisters in Islam, that this office, Muslim World League office in Mecca, is an association or organization. It's organization of it's an Islamic and national organization, non-governmental organization. Right. He said this very organization, the Muslim World League in Mecca, it takes care of all Muslims, and the all problem confronts the Muslim, and it tries the organization sends preachers and propagate and preach for the spread of Islam all over the world.
إن هذه الرابطة تقوم بنشر الدعوة الإسلامية وتقوم بمحاربة جميع الأفكار الهدامة والمذاهب الخبيثة من يهودية ونصرانية وشيوعية ومركزية وما إلى ذلك.
He said this Muslim World League, it's time to fight against all religions which does not do with the religion of Islam. It fights against communism, the socialism, the imperialism, and the Zionism, and every sort of religion. This Muslim World League, it fights against all sorts of those religions which are not the religion of Islam.
إن رابطة العالم الإسلامي لها مكاتب ولها فروع في جميع أنحاء الدنيا في أمريكا وفي كندا.